Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast. Visit ClayandBuck.com for audio and transcripts of your favorite segments from today or any show. Share them and spread the word, plus videos, articles, and more. ClayandBuck.com, inspired by Rush.
Welcome back to the Clay and Buck Show. I'm here live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. First time in this place. Lovely, lovely folks. Everyone's really, really nice. We got Clay Travis in Nashville, Tennessee, and we have a massive victory just earlier in the week in Virginia, which we've been talking to you about. And one of the things that comes up immediately is, how do the Democrats respond to what was just an enormous kick in the face? If you're paying attention to national politics, it's a huge warning. In fact, if anything, my concern is that they start to adjust in response, that they turn down the wokeness. They recognize that dissatisfaction with the Democrat control of the school system, treating it like a bunch of Soviet commissars who don't have to answer any questions, who will have the secret police come and get you, courtesy of Merrick Garland from the DOJ, if you show up at a parent-teacher meeting and ask too many questions, or the school board meeting, rather. Same idea. So that's what we would think about now. Well, how do they respond? Joe Biden's out there, always a little bit confused. And if you're looking for intellectual heft, well, there's been no room at the Joe Biden Inn for a long time on that one. But here he is telling everybody that the election loss in Virginia, you know, it's a bunch of stuff, always happens, you know, no big deal. Play it.
As leader of the Democratic Party, how much responsibility do you take for the dismal results in Virginia and beyond last night?
Well, look, yesterday reminded me of and one of the sacred rights we have is to be able to go out and cast our votes. And remember that we all have an obligation to accept the legitimacy of these elections. I was talking to Terry to congratulate him today. He got 600,000 more votes than any Democrat ever has gotten. And no governor in Virginia has ever won when he's of the same, or he or she's the same party as the sitting president. What I do know is, I do know that people want us to get things done.
But Clay, he just gives it's the same speech in different variations from this guy, probably for the last 40 years, but it's as though he's living in a fantasy land. And then you look at the actions of the Democrats take. Instead of viewing this as a repudiation, they're actually finding ways to justify this. It's racism, and the people just didn't get enough of what we're getting. We got to give them more, Clay. We got to triple mask them, if you know what I mean. We got to lock them down longer. We got to force them, bend them to our will. Then they'll love us. That's what the Democrats actually think.
Yeah, and I think it's going to lead to even more abject disaster in 2022. But the way to think about this from a larger perspective is Joe Biden's an accidental president. And what do I mean by that? Jimmy Carter was an accidental president in that something that he did not control in any way arose and benefited him at the exact right time. Watergate. Jimmy Carter gets elected. His presidency is mostly a disaster. And on the positive side, it led to Ronald Reagan. But for COVID emerging exactly when it did, right as Joe Biden already had the nomination, when they could lock him in his basement and he could triple mask, like you said, and he could say, oh, all of COVID is Donald Trump's fault. That's basically the entire Joe Biden administration campaign was COVID is Donald Trump's fault. And the media, because they were so obsessed with getting Donald Trump out of office, acquiesced to that storyline. And that's why almost no one has pointed out, even with vaccines, Joe Biden is on track to have way more people die in 2021 of COVID than died in 2020 when Trump was president. The media has mostly stopped with their trackers. They mostly stopped with the front page stories about all the deaths and everything else. They used COVID, Biden in conjunction with his allies in the media, to beat Donald Trump. And it had nothing to do with Joe Biden running a good campaign. He got the benefit of Trump being in office when COVID hit. And he rode that to the presidency. And now people are having buyer's remorse all over the country.
And they intentionally created more fear and anxiety than there ever should have been.
And now they don't know how to dial it down.
Because it was a useful weapon against Donald Trump in the election. And now they've created this monster that they don't know how to ride the tiger. They don't know where to take the dragon, so to speak. They don't know what to do with this thing other than to just keep pushing harder. Because the moment people step back from Fauciism, the moment they actually see this for what it is, that the virus is going to virus, there's very little, if any, difference between states that did the most versus states that did the least in terms of their COVID cases, in terms of fatalities. That's just reality. Instead, they have to push even harder all the time. And that's where we see now, we were talking about vaccine mandates for all businesses with over 100. Now they're going to say there's the out of testing, but we all know the testing is meant to be onerous, annoying, and expensive, so you just finally break down and get the shot. Or that your company says, look, we just can't deal with this anymore, get the shot. That's what they're going to do to everybody. Now they want to do this for kids. They just approved the vaccine for children. This is the phase they go through. Now it's all, oh, look at how great this is. It's going to turn into, okay, this was great, but guess what? We don't want another COVID surge next winter. So this coming fall in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and California and name a blue state, you're going to have vaccine mandates for kids. Clay, here is Joe Biden yesterday talking about this. I found this. I mean, I actually think people have lost their minds. And I think Joe Biden at some level is one of them. And I don't just mean because of the old age thing. I'm talking about he just has bought into this at some level, because this sounds crazy to me. Let's play it. We'll react to it. 19.
After months of rigorous and independent scientific review, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, authorized, and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, recommended a COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 through 11. For parents all over this country, this is a day of relief and celebration. After almost 18 months of anxious worrying every time your child had a sniffle or started to cough, well, you can now protect them from this horrible virus.
That's outrageous.
Yes.
He is pandering to people with an anxiety disorder that the Democrats created. You and I both know, children, Clay, what level of risk?
Virtually zero. And I want to keep hammering this home, because at some point, a lot of you out there listening can share a segment from the show and say, hey, just go listen to these guys. They're not going to try to terrify you. They're going to give you the facts. Your kid right now is under more danger of drowning, dying in a car accident, being murdered of the seasonal flu than they are from COVID. So if you've been sitting around for 18 months terrified of what might happen to your kids, then you are buying into what I call the media fear porn industry, because it is in no way a rational reflection of what parents should be concerned about. I've got three young kids, Buck. They matter more to me than anything in the world. I understand how easy it is to scare parents, because by nature, all of us, dads and moms, are fearful. But I think what you saw in Virginia and what you are seeing nationwide is the mom revolution is a lot of moms know. They know that they're being lied to now. They've had time to do their own research. The one thing we know, moms all get together and talk. And that's why I think sharing real data matters. Buck, on Tuesday night, I went and spoke to a big mom group here in Williamson County, hundreds of moms there. They are all taking up arms against this ridiculousness. And the challenge that the Democrats have is, it's a little bit like the boy who cried wolf. It's harder and harder to scream that kids are under danger from COVID when the data continues to reflect that it isn't true.
If we had a real press corps in this country, there are some real journalists. We do not have a real press corps. If we did, they would ask the president the next time they were able to give him questions, sir, you say that parents should feel relief and it's celebration that 5 to 11-year-olds can get this vaccine. Just so everyone's on the same page and we're looking at the data, and we're looking at this honestly, what is the percentage of mortality? What is the risk for children 5 to 11, sir? The CDC has that data, and he should have to tell the American people, well, it's about 1 in a million.
Yes.
And then look at them and repeat his idiocy about relief and celebration. If you're worried about a 1 in a million chance, don't ever leave your house for anything. Just sit there like some kind of a fungus on a log. Don't go anywhere. That's reality. And the Biden administration will not let people know that truth, will not say that truth, because they're appalling. Clay, we've got also this arrest, by the way, to get to for the Russia collusion dossier.
Yes.
A lot more on the fallout from Virginia. And I want to talk to you because I'm talking to folks here about it. I've been looking at it closely. I know you have too. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial here. Is this just a case of self-defense? I mean, it looks like it to me. It's just down the road from where I am. So we want to get into that coming up probably in the next hour. You know, nearly a third of American adults suffer from chronic pain every day. This can happen with overexertion, age, or even too much exercise. But there's a source of relief, a solution, and it's called Relief Factor. In nearly 7 out of 10 cases, listeners trying Relief Factor to relieve pain go on to order more. Created by doctors and perfected over 15 years of scientific research, Relief Factor was made for you. It's got 4 key ingredients, and Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free product. It addresses joint pain, knee, hip, back, neck, and shoulder pain. Hundreds of thousands of people have ordered Relief Factor with nearly 70% going on to order more. I mean, Clay, people should ask themselves, is this the right move for them? I know your wife, my dad, they love it.
They do love it, and it's made a difference for them. And you can join the more than 500,000 people and order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed for you. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Welcome back in Thursday edition, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Want to encourage all of you to go subscribe to the podcast. You can search out our names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton. You can go give us 5 stars. Make sure you don't miss a single moment of the show. 15 hours a week. We know everybody's busy running around. You may miss an interview. You may miss a segment that you really want to hear. So go subscribe to the podcast. You can scroll through, grab whatever you like. We appreciate all of you who are listening all over the country. I was in Houston at our affiliate last week. It was amazing. Fantastic time there. Buck, you right now are up in Milwaukee. We got a big audience in Milwaukee, people supporting the show. We appreciate everybody.
WISN, very hospitable here. But we got Congressman Jim Jordan. Let's get to him.
Right. Jim on the line with us right now. Jim, we got to make sure we make everybody happy here. We're on all over the place. And so hopefully you can make everybody happy by letting us know. It seems like the Democrats had 2 roads they could take, Jim, after the ass kicking they got on Tuesday. Yeah. They could go back to moderation and try to be somewhat reasonable, or they could double and triple down on the area insanity. And it seems like they have decided to double and triple down on the insanity. The budget they're trying to get done. I want to get the update from you on the House schedule as it pertains to the infrastructure and the Bernie budget bill. And then also simultaneously, we've got the decision now. The vaccine mandate has officially been announced 2 days afterwards. It's all crazy, right?
Yeah. No, they're going to take the latter path. They're going to double, triple down, as you said. I mean, there's a reason why, though. that to me is amazing, because what was the polling like a week ago? 71% of the country, 71% of our fellow citizens think the country's on the wrong track.
Yeah,
and my takeaway from that is, who are the 29% who actually thinks there's anything going right? And yet Democrats are going to do just what you said. They're going to continue to pass this crazy thing. Let's hope they don't. And here's the good news. Remember, there's been 4 occasions where the Speaker of the House has said that they were going to pass it. They were going to do it. It was going to, the big thing was going to happen. And all 4 times they haven't done. So she's 0 for 4. Twice she has summoned the President of the United States to Capitol Hill to close the deal. He's 0 for 2. So let's hope this week is 0 for 7. I mean, 6 times they haven't got it done. Let's hope this week is 0 for 7 and this doesn't happen, because it is not good for the country in any way whatsoever.
Congressman, it's Buck. Thanks for being with us as always. I want to know it's important that we, to some degree, understand what's in this, just insofar as the Democrats now seem to be, as a party, largely pinning their hopes on, well, this will pass and it will have, put aside for a second whether it's good for the country. I think you, me, Clay, people listening all agree it's not going to be good for the country. It's going to make inflation much worse. But what are the things, what are the payoff mechanisms, if you will, that are in this bill? If Pelosi could get it through, if Schumer could shoehorn this thing through and into law, what would it actually give the Democrats that makes them feel like it's a turnaround moment? Is it, you know, who's getting the payoff, Jim?
Yeah. I don't think anyone. I mean, certainly it's going to reward big government, you know, all the big government employees who tend to vote Democrats. It's certainly going to reward them. But I don't see it helping on the inflation problem. It's not certainly not going to help on the border problem. It's going to actually exacerbate that, because this thing does a roundabout way of giving amnesty to 8 to 10 million people who came into our country illegally. So it's not going to help that problem. It's not going to help the crime problem that we've seen. So I don't know who it's going to help, other than they're so far down this road. I feel like they believe they can't turn back, and they got to pass something. So I think that's sort of in and of itself what's pushing this thing forward. But it's bad bad economic policy, bad energy policy. Remember last week we had this spectacle of in a hearing, a Democrat member of Congress telling the four big oil and gas companies in this country, will you pledge, will you promise to decrease production? And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're asking American companies to decrease production. At the same time, the president of the United States is begging OPEC to increase production. And I posed the question to him. I said, what do you want, $8 gas? I mean, this is crazy. So nothing's going to benefit the American people, the American family. But I think it just like the Democrats are sort of like, oh, well, we finally got something done. Let's hope it helps us. But it's not going to help the country.
Jim, also, in addition to all the other news that's coming down, we've got Russia collusion officially going up in smoke in a massive way. It's not going to get a lot of attention, but you fought against all of this crazy conspiracy talk for years. The Durham investigation has now arrested the person who was most responsible as a source for the Steele dossier. What does this tell us, and how vindicated do you personally, who was one of the most ardent defenders of Donald Trump for all of this Russia collusion madness, feel as these indictments are coming down and these arrests are happening?
Yeah, I already feel that all of us who fought this and said this was baloney, I already feel we've all been vindicated. Certainly the one that's been most vindicated is President Trump. But the idea that they've now arrested this individual, they interviewed him back in 2017, and he lied to the FBI then. So why wait thinking 4 years to arrest this guy? I mean, look at what they did to Michael Flynn when the FBI, when they interviewed him, didn't think he lied to them, but they charged him with that nonetheless. So this is how Comey knew, the FBI knew, and we got this from the deposition. They knew clear back in 2017 when Comey was fired, and then we deposed him in the Judiciary Committee. He told us that up until the time he was fired, they still didn't know if they had anything because they didn't. And they knew that the Steele dossier was false. Frankly, when they took it to the FISA court to start the whole darn investigation. So this just confirms all that. And now that they've actually arrested this guy, coupled with the Zussman indictment, I think that is huge news. But it confirms what we all suspect and what I think we already all kind of knew.
We're speaking to Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. Congressman, vaccine mandate from OSHA is supposed to go into effect January 4th in terms of the enforcement, right? At that stage, anyone who has more than 100 employees either has to get the weekly testing or get the shot or face, I believe, a $14,000 an individual employee fine penalty. So I just have to know, I mean, you're a member of Congress. Doesn't it kind of feel like if OSHA can just decide stuff like this, why do we even have a Congress, right? No, why not just have the unelected fourth branch of government, the federal bureaucracy, make all the decisions for us? I mean, what's your opinion on the constitutionality of this move?
Right. Well, I mean, to your point, because so many of those guys who work at OSHA actually put their name on a ballot and ran for office, right? I mean, you're so right, Buck. This bugs me probably more than anything. When did Dr. Fauci ever run for office? When did General Milley put his name on a ballot and go out and talk to we the people and run for office and actually get elected to a constitutional office? I mean, this is the part that drives us all crazy. So it's unbelievable. And I would ask the question to some of these people, is having more nurses in the hospital good for America or bad for America? Is having more truck drivers good for our supply chain problems or bad for our supply chain problems? So there's the liberty argument, but there's also just the practical common sense argument. Like, you want to make the supply. I was in California a few weeks ago. I saw those ships lined up in Southern California. You want to make that problem worse? Do this to trucking companies. How many? I talked to an employer today in our district. He has almost 600 employees. He said over half, a big trucking company, he said over half his truck drivers don't have the vaccine. What the heck is he going to do? And what does that mean for Ohio and for economic activity? This is how stupid this stuff is, and it's unconstitutional. But this is the Biden administration. They just keep moving ahead with it.
Jim, how much fun did you have watching the election results come in Tuesday? Where were you?
Winning beats losing every time, Clay. You know that from sports. I tell it. It's every single time winning is better than losing. And now when you lose, you learn from it and you come back. But I don't think the Democrats are going to get a lesson from it. I think they're just going to, as we talked at the start here, they're going to just keep going. So it was great to see that moms and dads win and government loses, because that's what this thing came down to. I mean, the Merrick Garland hearing, that where he told us that the only evidence that he used to do the memo was the letter from the School Board Association to the President of the United States, and that letter was a bunch of baloney that they had to apologize for the very day after we had that hearing. I think it says it all, because you try to get between moms and dads and their kids, they're going to push back, and they did in a big way.
Kevin McCarthy said he thought the House Republicans could pick up around 60 seats. in the midterms. I don't know. I'm assuming you saw that number and they're you know, that he was set the over under at 60. I mean, that's a big number. There is some support for it, by the way. I'll share this data, with you that, that Axios shared just based on the way that the line had swung. If Republicans were to outperform, the Biden-Trump margin by 10.8 points in New Jersey, they would pick up 44 seats. If they did what they did in Virginia, 12.3 points, they'd pick up 51 seats. How much of a red tide do you think we're looking at?
I think we're moving in that direction in a big way. I love what Kevin said when he goes, I just want to say that any D plus 16 district, you're now in play. We're gonna we're gonna be putting good kids.
Yes.
I thought that's again sticking with a sports analogy. That's the way coaches talk. Like we're coming after those too. So yeah, I think it's moving in a good way for the country, a good way for our party, which I think are the same thing. So I feel real good about the. Turns out Americans don't like all this garbage.
Yeah, Congressman, to that point, I just want to know what you think what is the template? People are talking about, because Clay and I, obviously, this show is in all 50 states. I mean, people listening internationally on podcast, too, which is fun. All 50, just throwing that out there. But all 50 states, we've got people listening. So we're talking a lot about Virginia, but we keep saying, no, Virginia is the laboratory. The experiment was run. Obviously, a huge win, and congrats to Youngkin and Winsome Sears and others. But what is the template as you see it? I mean, Republicans look to you. You're a guy who knows this game, knows how to win. How do they approach this so that we get that red tide going forward that Clay's talking about? Red wave.
It's in some ways it's as basic as treat people with respect and common sense. Like they know what Biden has done is a complete disaster. They appreciate people like President Trump who said he was going to do certain things and then got in office and actually did them. I mean, I always say, you know, he did more of what he said he was going to do than any president I've ever seen. He said he's going to cut taxes, said he's going to reduce regulations, I mean, do what you told him you were going to do. That's the model that works. And Glenn Youngkin said, I'm going to stand up for families. I'm going to make sure your kids get a first-class education, not this racist, hate America stuff. So treat people with respect instead of everything being identity, politics, group, woke culture, all this BS. Treat people the way they want to be treated with respect. That's what wins. And understand, I think Joe Manchin said today, which is interesting. Joe Manchin said today, we're a center-right country. We're not a left-wing crazy country. We're a center-right country. We believe in conservative principles and values in the Constitution. And frankly, we also like the First Amendment. And what the left has done to the First Amendment over the last year is frightening. So that's the other thing that is frustrating. And when you talk about those things, you can win.
By the way, speaking of winning, you're going to be winning on the bookshelf soon. Jim Jordan, Do What You Said You Would Do, Fighting for Freedom in the Swamp. It will be out November the 23rd. Last little bit for you. How much did you love Rob Manfred, speaking of woke culture, taking it on the chin, having to give the Atlanta Braves the trophy, Congressman, after he wouldn't allow him to host the All-Star game?
Well, we saw your tweet when you said that the president was going to be there, right? And then we tweeted out about it, of course, as soon as the Braves won the NL championship series. So, yeah, it was great. I mean, sometimes poetic justice is just that. It's exactly what's needed. And I think the country appreciated the Braves and sort of their, you know, what were they, below 500 at the end of July, I think, or something?
Yeah, great. That's right.
So they appreciate that. And I don't think back in July at the All-Star game anyone thought that the World Series championship trophy was going to be handed to the Braves at the end of the year. So that was great. It's the way it works out. It's funny how the good Lord works.
Congressman, thanks so much. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, everybody. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. Thanks. Take care, guys.
You know, we love pets on this program. I mean, just like your family, we want the best for our pets. I had Tallulah for the last week. I was in charge of her. And let me tell you, she's just a delight all the time. But one thing that's great is I add a little bit of Rough Greens into her food. She's a little picky about food, too. We actually take a little grilled chicken and mix it in with her food. But then I put a little Rough Greens on top of it. Oh, she loves it. Rough Greens is what you add into your dog's food to give it that stuff that it's not going to get otherwise. R-U-F-F. That's how you spell it. Rough Greens. It gives all the probiotics, enzymes, vitamins, omega oils, antioxidants, and healthy microbacteria your dog needs. That's just not going to be in there with dry kibble. It's just not. It's important to your dog's digestive system in particular. You really want to keep that healthy and functioning well. We all know Rough Greens is not dog food. It's a healthy supplement that you just add in. You just put a little bit into your dog's food. You're good to go. What you'll get is a happier and healthier dog, just like Tallulah the Frenchie, who's a little fancy, but she loves the Rough Greens. The folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog is going to love it, too. They've got a special deal for you. Go to roughgreens.com/EIB. You all know EIB. R-U-F-F. roughgreens.com/EIB. They're going to give you the first bag free. All you pay is shipping. That's roughgreens.com/EIB. roughgreens.com/EIB. Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, everybody. Thank you for being with us. If you missed any part of the show, always go back, please, if you'd like, and listen to the podcast. Broken down hour by hour, available on the iHeart app, on the Apple Podcast Store. And it's a great way to catch up if you miss something when you're listening on one of our wonderful affiliates across the country. We did have Clay just mention a few moments ago. I want to come back to it. The special counsel, John Durham. This has been dragging on for a long time. Everybody that I know, and I do know some former and current federal prosecutors, have told me this guy Durham is dogged. He is not partisan, but he moves methodically. He moves at the pace of the investigation. Will not speed anything up or slow anything down based upon political considerations. Now, that is frustrating for those of us who would have liked greater accountability, particularly while Donald Trump was still in office. The vindication of the former president for the massive Russia collusion lie that I have to remind everybody was somewhat effective insofar as they got a special counsel. I knew people who worked in that White House who were worried about going bankrupt from having to hire lawyers. I knew people who were freaked out about trying to, about possibly getting ensnared by the clearly partisan prosecutors of the Mueller investigation. So it did manage to slow down and hamstring that White House in really profound ways, which is just outrageous. It was an attempted soft coup, really, of the government, trying to get rid of a president that they lost an election to. So they wanted to beat him with a special counsel. This is what Democrats do. Well, John Durham was appointed, and he's now arrested Igor Danchenko, Russian-born analyst living in the U.S., facing five counts of lying to FBI agents about his work on the Steele dossier. This is 1001, something that I came across when I was at the NYPD Intelligence Division. You get a lot of people in high-profile federal investigations. They get jammed up on this one. Up to 5 years per count. There can even be enhancements, but 5 years is the standard that you can get here. And this guy, Clay, basically was the original provider of the lies to Steele that were then laundered by Christopher Steele, who was paid by the Perkins Coe law firm that Hillary's campaign had hired to do this Oppo research and pretend like it was real. This is the guy, the beginning of it. He's a liar and a fabricator and is now facing prison time.
By Durham in general, the frustrating thing, I think, that's going to drive everybody crazy here is this story's going to get buried. The whole Durham investigation, everything that he brings charges, unless potentially Hunter Biden ends up a part of the investigation, unless that ends up happening, it's all going to get buried. And we're going to totally end up with this huge percentage of the country that still believes, even now, in the Russia collusion lie. They're never going to become aware of what these stories actually are because many in the media are just going to ignore it. And the fact that the entire Steele dossier was manufactured lies. I mean, Buck, the most frustrating thing about this to me is everyone should understand, even at its inception, the idea that the limited amount, for instance, of Facebook ads that Russia was buying, whether agreed that there shouldn't be foreign companies investing in any kind of way in our campaigns, but we're talking about a pinprick of the money that was actually spent. The idea that this swung the election in any way, it is gratifying, I think, and we just talked about this with Jim Jordan, for those of us who spent a lot of time arguing that the Russia collusion mess was all that, a lie, to see someone charged for the lies. But what's more frustrating, I think, Buck, is it's just going to get buried out there with everything else.
I think the media doesn't even care that they lied. I think they think that they were serving their audience by slandering the former president. Mostly, that was the plan. We'll come back to this. Also, the Rittenhouse trial. I want to talk to Clay about it. Look, there are a lot of investments you can make out there. Stock market, an IRA. More and more of us, though, are making an investment in gold now because we see it as a form of protection. We want to protect the value of our savings account, the value of our IRA account. Gold does that because it holds value, particularly in an inflation market, things we're seeing right now. I rely on my friends at the Oxford Gold Group. I bought gold from them. They had it delivered right to my home. And having gold actually in your hands, I mean real physical gold, is a unique sensation. You know that it holds long-term value. And buying gold is not complicated. My friends at the Oxford Gold Group are who you should call. They will explain everything to you. So give the Oxford Gold Group a call today to have real gold delivered to you. 833-404-GOLD. That number, the Oxford Gold Group, is 833-404-G-O-L-D. Learn how you can have real gold in your IRA and delivered to your door. Welcome to the third hour of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. It's been a great week. It's been a rough week. Depends on what day you're going to focus on. Fantastic win for the GOP, for conservatism, for sanity in Virginia. Congrats to Glenn Youngkin. Congrats to Winsome Sears and others. And now today, though, we have the Biden administration's OSHA mandate coming out. A lot of questions about that. And there's also the big spending bill that is getting pushed back and forth. What's going to happen? Is it going to get passed? And at what level? And what will be in it? We want to bring in somebody who can answer that question with some expertise, some specificity. We have with us now the Senator Tuberville. Senator, thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Call me Coach. Thank you very much.
Coach, whatever you say, sir, whatever you say. So tell me this. The latest here on this one, and I've been told War Eagle is the preferred chant. Tell me, the latest on this one is that Democrat Senator Joe Manchin is objecting to Nancy Pelosi adding back into this bill, the Biden agenda bill, whatever people want to call it, paid family and medical leave. That's now been put back in by Pelosi. Manchin saying no. What do you think your colleague on the Democrat side, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, is really holding out for here? What's he going to do? And how is the election result Tuesday playing into all this?
Well, that's exactly right. And you brought up number one, the election results. It looked like they would learn from that. And then, of course, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, they are, they've been telling them all along what they will go with and what they won't go with. And now Nancy Pelosi's, she's on the other side going, hey, we're not going to listen to all this. We're not going to listen to the American people. We're going to do what we want to do. And so now they're putting things back into this plan like the child tax credit. And they're basically weaponizing it, putting things in there that are going to be hard for anybody to vote for. What they're trying to do is they're trying to attack the American family. They're just trying to take it away from us. They don't want married couples. They want single individuals. And as we speak already, half the kids in the country right now have one or no parent, and they want to continue that. They feel like that they can be the parents to all these people across the country and as a federal government, and we don't need that. Big government needs to get the heck out of the way and let the Americans, live their own life. And it's just absolutely amazing. The Democrats feel like that they're the best option for them, and they're definitely not.
Senator, Buck got to go to his first college football game ever. He went to Ole Miss, Alabama. I know you have a little bit of experience in both those places, and we'll talk about that in a moment because I want to get your read on what you think his experience was like. But when is this all going to resolve itself? You came on with us a couple of months ago, and you said, hey, I think Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema, they're trying to be somewhat voices of sanity in an insane party at times right now. Is this something that's resolved in your mind by Thanksgiving? Is it Christmas? Does it go into the new year? When does this budget bill that Biden is trying to pass through actually have some sort of conclusion to this story in your mind? How much longer will this go on?
Well, they keep pushing the timetable back.
Yeah.
They can't get anybody to agree. The problem they're having is they've got three different factions in their party. They've got the liberals, and they got a few moderates like Joe and Kyrsten. And then, of course, they've got the very far left. They call themselves progressives. I call them Marxists, to be honest with you. That's what they are. And they can't agree on anything. So we're just sitting back watching what's going on, and the clock's running. I don't think that they're going to get anything done, obviously, this week. Everybody's leaving as of today. A lot of people are going out of the country. I know all the Democrats are taking like 20 big jets over to Glasgow to the climate summit, and they'll be burning more carbon than you can imagine. But they're hypocrites. We'll work on it the next 2 weeks after we get back, probably before Thanksgiving. There might be some resolution, or it won't be on our side. We already know how we're going to vote, but they'll keep pushing it and try to tear down the country a little bit more, spend more money, and put us more in debt. But we're going to fight it every day.
We're talking to Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama. Senator, I had posed this early in the show to Jim Jordan on the House side. I'm just wondering what your take is. It seems like the Democrats are riding all their hopes on getting this bill through, right? So you're sitting in the Senate, you're having to deal with this and look at the different iterations of it. Now Pelosi's adding things in, Manchin's saying it has to come out. But the whole Build Back Better Biden agenda is apparently hanging in the balance here. What is it that they think this is going to do? I mean, I think the Democrats, we would be making a mistake if we didn't at least see that they have some kind of a strategy here to try to help them out in the midterms. What is the top of their agenda item list that they think is going to actually help them win elections, the next election, that's in this bill? Is it the paid family and medical leave? I mean, what are the goodies? What are the sweets that they are distributing, so to speak?
Well, you know, number one, they're power hungry. And this is a wish list that they've been putting together for years and years and years. They're just trying to get dependence on the government from more and more people. That's the only way they can keep power. So they know they're going to get their tail handed to them next November in 1 year because of all the things that they hadn't made a decision from the Biden administration all the way through the House, the Democratic House, the Democrat Senate. They hadn't made a decision for the American people in what, 10 months? I mean, it's been absolutely amazing. Just one after another, they've been trying to tear the country down. And, you know, they're woke. They believe in welfare. They don't believe in working for anything. They just want power. And it absolutely amazes me that we've only got two Democrats that are fighting against this, Sinema and Manchin. There should be 10 or 15 more that should be fighting against this in the Senate. Now, I understand you want to do some things because that they believe in causes. You know, we elect people on the Republican side as leaders. They elect people because of causes. And they had that cause in mind. They're going to keep pushing that. And so this country is in trouble because of the critical race theory. Our education is really bad. That's one of the reasons I ran. And I think it all woke up because of this new governor in Virginia. Youngkin brought it up luckily in the last 3 weeks, and he won because of education, because parents don't care about Republicans, Democrats. They care about educating their kids. And I've told y'all this before. I went in hundreds of schools over the last few years, obviously been coaching, and it is our education system. We're 37th in the world in math. Now, come on. I mean, it's ridiculous. So we've got to make some changes. If we don't, we're going the wrong direction.
Senator, 490-page OSHA rule requiring many of the people listening to us right now or their employer to mandate the COVID vaccine. How important is it for lawsuits to be filed, for people to stand up against what I believe is a colossal government overreach as it pertains to mandating the vaccine for tens of millions of people all over the country, not giving them the choice, but mandating it from the global, from the federal government?
Yeah, again, it's a huge overreach by federal government. We don't need mandates. Our supply chains are just absolutely horrific. We can't get truck drivers, and they don't care. I mean, they just absolutely want to keep pushing the narrative. We know better than anybody else. We're going to mandate. And I just was in a hearing with Dr. Fauci and Walensky, the CDC director, and my question was, number one, I said, listen, I just came from a business where you had to win or you got fired. And as of last week, Johns Hopkins University said we had this year lost 353,000 people to the pandemic. They had died. Well, at this point, we've already hit that this year. So we've had a year with the other administration, Trump administration, and now we're only 10 months into this administration, and they're getting ready to well surpass the death rate. And we've got two vaccines. We've got therapeutics. We've known what's going on. Everybody's wearing a mask. It's out of control. We can't get any straight answers. Everybody wants to give you a runaround. We really need a change in our team in terms of running this pandemic, because We're not making any progress at all. But what do they want to do? They want to make mandates. They want to control every move that we make. And it's not because of the mandate. It's because of Big Brother government wants to control you.
Senator Tuberville, for a lot of people, what they saw happen earlier this week was a bit of hope, at least in the political sense, that next year could be a whole lot better. It feels for a lot of folks like the bleeding was stopped, so to speak, or at least lessened when it comes to our freedoms being under assault, when it comes to what felt like a year of just constant Democrat-enabled government overreach and authoritarianism. Going into this now midterm election year, I'm just wondering, one, how do you think, I mean, obviously your biggest concern as a state is your home state, Alabama. How do you think the Senate map looks for the GOP for this year based on what we've just seen? And also, what do you think the national narrative should be about how we take back as the GOP take back power?
Well, Tuesday was a referendum on the country, not just Virginia or New Jersey. It was a referendum on the entire country of not Democrat, Republican, but quit screwing around with our country. You're messing it up. And as I said earlier, the Biden administration has done exactly opposite, really, what the American people need. They don't need more taxes. We need closed borders. We need a strong military. We need crime out of the streets. But the thing that we've got to remember out of this is we've got another year to go. You would think this week, you know, after the election up here in the House and the Senate, you know, that the Speaker and the leader Schumer would be pulling back a little bit, saying, you know, let's take what we can get. Let's start communicating a little bit better because American people have spoken. It's just the opposite. I mean, they're running as fast as they can to get their agenda through, but we're going to have to work hard to block it. We've got to depend on, thank God for Manchin and Sinema, because this stuff would have already been run through and it would be a disaster. But we've got hope. Tuesday night gave us hope, that the American people woke up. This is, you know, the Republicans, we want education. I think that's going to be the hot button going into the next 6-7 months. But there's a lot of things that we can talk about to make better. And we've got to do better as a Republican Party ourselves.
Senator Tuberville, you just mentioned that you were in a hearing with Dr. Fauci. And I know Rand Paul demanded that he resign in that hearing. In your mind, should Dr. Fauci resign from his position?
Well, as I just said, we've already hit the mark of deaths of how many, yeah, many we had in 12 months under Trump. We've already had that in 10 months. And I told Dr. Fauci that, you know, if we don't start making some improvement and get some straight answers, everybody said, well, everybody take the vaccine. The vaccine is working a little bit. It's not working a whole lot. Now, I took the vaccine. I believe in doing as much as you can to stop it. But there's a lot of people I know that have had the vaccine that's gotten sick and got very sick, and some people have died. So we've got I think we're going to have another team put together. It's not going to happen, but I wish we could get another team of different doctors, different scientists, to make different moves, because it's like, you know, first half we played here, playing what's happened. We're behind. We're losing, and it's getting worse. And we got to make sure that if we, you know, we got to block the blitz, we got to do better at running the football, we got to throw the ball down the field. And that's what these people have to do, make some decisions and try to make them work. But just mandating people take this vaccine is not what the American people want and need.
Senator Tuberville of Alabama, sir, thanks for being with us. We're calling a blitz for freedom here.
You got it. Thank you.
See, Clay, I could, you know.
What a sports reference for you there.
I do the sports stuff. If there's a dog in your home, we have a suggestion on how to make your dog even healthier. They're members of the family, after all. We want to make them happy and healthy. We want them around for a long time. But the problem is that most dog food is dead food. All dry dog food must be able to sit on the store shelf for 2 to 3 years. To accomplish this, all dry kibble dog food manufacturing sterilization process to kill anything that might be alive in your pet's food. In the process, they kill all the good stuff too. That's not good. That's why there is a food supplement for dogs that I love and my dog loves called Ruff Greens. R-U-F-F. That's how you spell it. Ruff Greens. It's amazing. Contains probiotics, enzymes, vitamins, and healthy microbacteria for your beloved pooch. Gotta keep them healthy. Ruff Greens will make your dog feel even better, and you can eat the same food the dog's currently eating. Just add this in. It's an additive. You don't change anything. You just get this, sprinkle some in. The folks at Ruff Greens are so confident your dog's going to love it, they have a special offer. Go to Ruff Greens, R-U-F-F, ruffgreens.com/EIB, and they're going to give you the first bag free all you pay is shipping. That's roughgreens.com/EIB, R-U-F-F, roughgreens.com/EIB.